Warmest welcome, everyone. We have a new podcast episode of the Business and Dreams podcast.
Warmest welcome. We are so happy to have you here.
Yes. And yeah, how are you, by the way? Are you good?
I am amazing. How are you?
I am great. And you know something I'm very excited about?
No.
So weird.
Like, should I say yes or no?
Yeah,
No, I don't know.
no. Okay, the thing I'm excited about is doo-doo-doo, 2024. We have a whole
Yes.
new exciting year ahead of us with endless opportunities. It's like a blank canvas that we can fill with anything. And
Yes.
today we will talk a little bit about that, how to make that the most beautiful canva or like painting ever, right?
I love that. And what is a better feeling than just a clean slate? I love,
Right.
love, love that feeling. And I think, I mean, of course, this is our prime time. If we started an account that is called Business and Dreams,
Yeah.
what better time to really reset and think about what are my dreams in business and in personal life, and how can I really steer my boat towards those dreams?
Yeah. You love the boat analogy. I can feel
I
that.
love the boat
It's
analogy.
so good. It's so good. Maybe you can
Yes.
a small recap of it so everyone
A
has it with
recap
us.
is that you are in a boat of life, and your dreams is an island, and you are steering it in the direction towards your dream island. And most people never do that. They just let the wind take it wherever it wants, but not business and dreamers. Business and dreamers, they actually take control and become the captain and have an intention where they want to go. And most importantly, enjoying the journey there.
Bam, that was a really good recap. I love that. Okay, so how do we become the captain of our ships, our boats? And yeah, how do we really make sure to steer it in the direction that we want to? That is the question that we ask ourselves today, I guess.
What, Vandala, are you thinking about 2024? Do you have any goals, any thoughts about how you are going to make your year as amazing as possible? I'm so curious to know.
Yes, I mean, I talked with, and now we're going to mention this person again, but Yua
Oh
Laskova.
no. This
She
is
is
so
sponsoring.
creepy.
No, if she would be sponsoring this podcast, you'd be like, she sponsored you way back, right? We have been mentioning her for years. But seriously, I was
Oh
talking with her a little bit about 2024 and like goals for that.
my God.
And
So
she,
interesting.
yeah, that was really, really exciting. So shout out to you, Yella, if you're listening to this. But yeah, so what she said was something great. And that was that she thought a lot about right now how she wanted 2024 to feel like. That was good, I think, instead of just thinking like
Yes.
goals and all that. So that was a very maybe feminine way of thinking about it. I don't know, but I really resonated with that. So,
Love that.
I mean, you sent this great guided meditation that I listened to, which we can share it also in the show notes. But it was really
Yes.
about, you know, listening or imagining, visualizing your future self and how she's living, basically. And it really hit me when I listened to that meditation also, that, you know, I was, of course, writing down all these external things, like she's living there and she has this and that, but I was equally much writing down how she actually feels like in like her vibe, so to speak. And that really made me think, like, okay, so, you know, it's not only about those, it's kind of like obvious, but it was just a good reminder. So I think that you also said it too earlier that it's like a goal could also be to focus on the inner work because that will, like, without doubt, reflect on your outside world as well. So,
Yes.
yeah, I think that for me, I'm having kind of a clear picture now of who I like my future self of who she is like. So, I think that I'm just stepping in more and more into that version of myself this year. But I
Yeah.
also have some like tangible, practical like goals as well. For example, with Business and Dreams, we have to discuss more about those. But yeah, so I
Yes.
have a lot of goals about that, and yeah, also in my social life too. So yeah, very like vague political answer to your question, but that is an overview of how I view 2024.
But
Do
will
you
you
have?
set like a, will you do like a list of goals you like, or how would your like structure be of how you're gonna make 2024 great?
I'm gonna set one word for 2024, so like a one theme. And then I will have one goal in my professional life. This is sort of so pompous. And then I will have one goal in my personal life as well. So that's how I will do it. And then I will more like plan stuff like these, like, you know, things that I want to experience and stuff, but not necessarily in terms of goals. So that's how I would do it.
Love
What
it.
about
Love it.
you? I know that you wrote down your goals on your way to France too on the plane, right?
Yeah, it was
Little
more
bit.
like brainstorming.
Ah.
Yes. So sometimes I just get in this inspired state and just brainstorm around what I want for the future. But I will definitely also have a money goal for 2024 because it's something I have fallen in love with after working with money mindset. So
Yes.
definitely money related goal. And I mean, to reach that, the process will be the emotional journey. So I think the emotional part will be kind of the tool, and not the, yeah, and then the goal is the money. But the goal of the money is the emotion. So it's like it's kind of like I don't know how to say it, almost like a circle, you know. So the emotions are both the process and the goal of the goal, kind of. So I will have definitely working towards a money related goal. I might set up, I think I will have a word too, because it worked very well for 2023. Then I had the word breakthrough, as we have mentioned in podcast before. But the only problem is like, why would you ever want to change that word? I'm like, who doesn't want a breakthrough every year, you know?
We need synonyms,
So
right? So true.
and yeah, maybe. So but yeah, I might have a word as well, and then a vision board I will have as well. And I'm not sure, I haven't decided yet if I'm gonna set a personal goal as well, or just focus on the money goal for 2024.
That is like indirectly to a personal goal too, I guess, because it enables you
Yeah,
to do certain things in your
exactly.
personal life.
For what you want for that. Exactly.
Do you want me to share some questions, by the way, for all of them listening, like reflection questions for the new year, or should we
Yes.
end with that? What do you think?
Yes, let's share that. That is
Okay,
amazing.
a few. So I think that a good way is to start by reflecting on 2023, so the past year. Because it's always good to like look like what has been, you know, and get some reflections and insights from that. And then also after that, like to look forward with that in your like in your luggage, so to speak. So you can also add some questions here if you want to. But here are some. So by when starting with reflecting on 2023, the first question could be, what was the single best thing that happened this past year? That is a good question, I think. Just like I'm saying it myself, and I'm giving space to my own question. But I think that's good. And I thought about this like yesterday. I was like, what is the happiest moment of my life? And I couldn't answer it. And I thought it's kind of weird that sometimes we can't answer these like extreme questions. But I think it's good, like not extreme question, but to like have one favorite of stuff. You know, what's your favorite movie? What's your favorite song? Like it's sometimes hard to pick one. But yeah, so I thought that was a good to really sentiment that memory. And then what was the single most challenging thing that happened? And then pick three words to describe this past year. And then to look at the three like bigger areas of your life. So your relationship, your physical and mental health, and your wealth. So how would you describe those areas this year? And then finally, what are 10 things about this past year that you are truly, truly grateful for? That is like a happy question and really
Love
good also.
that.
Yay! So that is some questions. Would you add any questions when you reflect upon the past year?
I would say that I think that's great to reflect on the year. Yes. And then are there questions also for the next year?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So we will
Yeah.
continue
So
now with the next
then I
year.
don't
Yes.
want to add. No,
Okay.
those were
Okay.
great. Yes.
Okay, great. So after that is for 2024. So first question is, if you could accomplish only one, two, or maximum three things during 2024, what would you choose? So that's the first one. Next one is, what would you do next year if you knew you couldn't fail? Next one, what limiting beliefs or fears are holding you back from pursuing your dreams this year? How can you release these beliefs or fears? How can you cultivate more gratitude and appreciation in your daily life? How does your ideal morning routine look like? And then, what is something you always dreamed of doing but haven't done yet? Can you make this dream come true this year? And then two left. So the next one is to reflect upon these three areas again. So your relationship, your mental and physical health, and your finances. So how do you want these areas to look like in 2024? And then lastly, what is one word that you would choose to describe your 2024? We can put this in the show notes
Love
too.
it.
Yay! So some
What an
questions to
amazing
reflect upon.
check-in. Yes.
What
I'm
were
so
your thoughts?
excited to do this myself. I think for the goal part, I would say that it's great to, of course, reflect on all these three areas, but maybe pick one or two to focus on the year. So yeah, if you do all three of them, it can happen that your mind gets a bit confused because there's so many things going on at the same time. So maybe pick two main ones you're gonna focus on. And then when you think about them, I think one of the most common mistake people do is that they just think about the habits, like the to-do, like I want to work out 2 times a week. Like, how common are those type of goals, right? And that is not a goal. That is a how. That is a to-do list. That is not inspiring, you know? So if you take one area, let's say health, then I recommend you to think like the end in mind. What is the dream scenario? And make that crystal clear for yourself. And then the how that you don't need to know that. So this is what we teach in Business and Dreams Academy. This is called a unicorn goal. And that means that the how, which is maybe you're gonna do this type of workout or this, or you're gonna sign up for this gym, that is not the goal. That is the how. And you're gonna let go of that and just take the goal and take a firm decision. This is what I'm going to go for and make it crystal clear, and then get emotional involved with this goal throughout the year and let the how come to you step by step, and let the how try different hows also. Maybe it is that you think you need to go to the gym, and then you realize I hate the gym, and you start dancing, and then you fall in love with dancing, and then you reach your goal through that, you know.
Yeah, that's such a good point.
So
Yeah.
be rigid with the goal, but not with the how, instead of setting a rigid how that you will not be inspired by throughout the whole year.
That's such a good quote. Be rigid with the how. Be rigid with the why, not the how. Rigid with the goal and not the how. Whatever,
Yes,
however you
and
put
be
it. Yeah.
flexible with the how,
Yeah,
exactly.
that's very good.
Instead of being rigid with the how, and then you just give up because you won't be inspired by it throughout the whole
Yeah.
year.
And that's why I heard affirmations are so powerful, because rather than focusing on a specific goal, like, okay, as you said, I will work out 2 times per week, you focus on your identity, like, I am a healthy
Exactly.
person. And then, if not working out 2 times per week works for you, then you will try something else that is aligned with I am healthy, and you will regardless achieve your goal. So I think it's really great to have also these affirmations that align with your goal too.
Yes, exactly. Definitely have that. And also be honest with yourself. Like, if you have had a goals now for many, many years and you still don't see any results in your life, know that this doesn't say anything about your potential, first of all. It just said something about how your inner world, your thoughts and emotions have looked like in the past. And if you haven't been able to change that on your own, I want to encourage you to really think differently, and if you feel aligned with it, get help, you know? Find a coach, find a program, find someone that can make you think drastically different. Because you can't expect the same result, like new results from doing the same thing year after year. Setting a goal, thinking you're gonna reach it and then not reach it, because obviously you are missing a piece to get the new results. And someone else might have that piece of the puzzle for you know? That's what we did for 2023, and it was one of the best things that happened in 2023 for us. So I
Like
really want to
investing
encourage you
yourself.
to not, it's great, you know, in the beginning of the year to be like, new year, new me. But then if you do the same thing, you know, you're just gonna repeat a pattern. And most people do that year after year, but with an outside perspective, so much can change for you in one year.
Yes, as it did for us, as you said, it's really like don't do the same things over and over again. If you really want this thing to happen, really look for new ways, and the best way is usually to get some form of help in form of a coach, etc. So yes, make this year.
Or just do something drastically different that you have never done before, because then you can expect a new result. So if you can think of something different, you know, so but don't try the same thing that you already done before that didn't work out. That's my advice.
Sorry to say, it didn't work out. Yeah, that's a good one. All right, so I guess it's a wrap up. Maybe we have a word for this podcast, how we want this podcast to feel like in 2024. What do you think?
Maybe 2024 should be the word breakthrough, because I really want to make this podcast bigger, better, more beautiful, more impactful to the whole world of women in business. So, yes.
Yes. And if you want to help us with that, make sure to give it a 5-star rating and to follow it and share it if you want to and let it explode.
Thank you so much for listening, and that make 2024 the most magical year yet.
Yes. Thank you so much, everyone. Bye bye.
Ciao, ciao.